到这个气象地图，我知道这个地方是北美最凉快的一个地方。
Other places are sizzling.
其他地方都非常炎热。
I look at some thermometer says 114 Fahrenheit.
我看有些温度计，他们已经达到114度华氏。
May our spirit is in that temperature.
希望我们属灵上有那种热度。
We have the warm heart, warm spirit in front of Him.
我们在主面前，我们有一颗炙热的心，炙热的灵。
Today I want to go into another prophet Isaiah.
今天我们来讲到另外一个先知，就是以赛亚。
His ministry, just like in the New Testament, Paul is.
他的职事跟新约的保罗很像。
Because I look the whole Old Testament, I think his book, the book of Isaiah, has the richest content in the whole 39 books in the Old Testament.
在旧约39本书里头，我看以赛亚书是最丰富的一本书。
Altogether 66 chapters.
总共它有66章。
And God really used him for a very long period of time.
主真的使用以赛亚有一段相当长的时间。
Let's turn to our Bible.
大家请翻到我们的圣经。
Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
I want to read to you the first verse.
我要为各位读第一节。
You will see how God used him to cover a spectrum, a long period of time in the history of Judah.
我们可以看到神使用他在犹大相当长一段历史当中怎么样来使用他。
God used him to be his true witness in that period.
主神使用以赛亚在这一段时间成为他一个真正的见证人。
Verse 1.
第一节。
The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos concerning Judah and Jerusalem.Which he saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah.
当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西加做犹大王的时候，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得默示，论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
So you will see how many kings are mentioned here.
So you can 看到这里头他讲到几个王。
How many kings?Four, right?
这里讲了四个王。
The first king, his name is Uzziah.
So, 第一个王他叫乌西亚。
If you have a Bible tool, you will find out that this king is the 10th king from Solomon down.
所以我们从旧约的历史看到这个王呢是从所罗门以下下来第十个王
yeah, for the southern kingdom
就是南国第十个王
and then you will see the ministry of Isaiah start from this king all the way down you count four kings
所以以赛亚只是从乌西亚这王开始一直经过四个王
his ministry lasts about 60 years
他的执事经过大概六十年
from 730 BC on down, all the way down
从主前730年一直下来
and the last king I think from here you know is King Hezekiah
所以最后一个王就是西西加王
among these four kings they are the first one and the fourth oneThey are both very good.
这四个王当中第一个跟第四个王都是非常好的王。
The middle two, is mixture of good and bad.
中间两个王就是好坏参半。
And, the third king, King Ahaz, he is the worst among the four.
第三个王亚哈斯他是这四个里头最糟的一个王。
And during that period, God raised two prophets for the southern kingdom.
在那个时候，神为南国兴起了两个先知。
The first one is this king, this Isaiah and the other prophet is
16 章,
you will know his message not only covered that period history,
你会发现他的信息不但是包括了那一段历史,
God has shown him in the vision about the things in the future.
神也在异象中为他显示在末以后的事情。
The greatest ministry he has is prophesying about Jesus.
他最伟大的职事就是他预言耶稣。
No one in the Old Testament has ever covered so much detail about his birth, of Jesus' birth.
在旧约当中没有一个人能预言了耶稣基督的诞生。
His work,
他的工作,
His kingship,
还有他的王,
His suffering,
还有他的受苦,
and the future kingdom,
还有他以后的国度。
Everything Jesus is going to do in the future, he already covered in his ministry about a century before Jesus.
所以在耶稣基督他来以前八个世纪，以赛亚在他执事就把这一些以后要发生的事情都已经讲明了。
So he really knows the Lord.
所以他真的很认识我们的主。
His life really is a witness for not only that generation, but also to today.
他的一生不但是在那一段历史是个见证，一直到今天都是个见证。
This prophet is about 70 years after the prophet of Joel, which we studied last week.
这个预言是在约珥预言以后70年，就是我们上个礼拜讲到的约珥。
I don't know how many times I will use to cover his vision.
我不知道我要花几趟时间来讲到他的意象。
I thought twice probably would work, but as I go on prepare this message, I realize probably more than that, because his vision is so grand.
哦，我本来想说两堂时间就可以讲完他预言，但是当我准备他的预言时，我发现他的预言是这么的包括这么广泛，我想大概没办法。
So we'll see as we go.
所以我们大家就走着瞧。
In Isaiah, let's read a few scriptures for today's portion.
好，我们读几段经文。
My subject is called the vision of Isaiah.
我今天讲的主题是以赛亚的意象。
Because you see, the Chinese version doesn't say it, but the English version, the first statement is the vision of Isaiah.
中文版本没有讲到这个，但是英文版本第一件事讲的就是以赛亚的意象。
See, in English is very clear.Right in the beginning.
在我们一开始的时候。
And then if you continue to chapter 2.
然后我们看到第二章。
First verse.
第一节。
The word which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. The same statement, repeat the second time.
他同样的话他又重复了一遍，亚摩斯儿子以赛亚得默示论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
So chapter 1 is recording his vision. Chapter 2 also the same thing.
所以第一章跟第二章都同样谈到他的意象。
If you go on to the chapter 6,
如果你们到第六章,
you will see again.
你会看到同样的。
In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filled the temple.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
So if you go through this Bible, you will find Lord keep on giving this prophet the vision of God.
所以你们继续读下去，你们会看到他这个向他启示的神的意象。
Because God has a lot to say.
因为神有很多的话要说。
He needs a vessel.
他需要一个器皿。
He found in this prophet Isaiah, and he is the mouthpiece for God.
他就找到以赛亚这位先知做神的出口。
So a lot of New Testament truth is based on Isaiah's revelation.
所以很多新约的讲到的事实都是建立在以赛亚所说的预言上面。
So we have to pay attention what this prophet God has revealed through him to us.
所以我们必须要看到，我们必须好好注意看以赛亚，他神经过以赛亚想向我们启示的这些事情。
It is a big vision.
这是一个非常广泛的、浩大的这个意象。
In order for us to capture what he says,
我们要能够明了他所讲的。
We need to understand the background.
我们必须要知道这个那时候的背景。
What kind of setting create this message?
我们要看那当时的时代背景是怎么样会产生这样的预言。
Okay, so today probably.Will be a little bit boring in the sense of I talk about a lot of historical facts.
所以今天也许会有一点乏味，因为我谈到很多这个历史上的这些背景。
But without the background, you don't know the theme. You cannot appreciate the theme.
但是没有谈到这些，我们若不谈到这些背景呢，我们就没办法来了解这个主题。
So I pray for patience for you.
所以我祈求各位能够有一个有耐心来听。
You need a little patience, but if you doze off, I'm sorry for you.
但是你如果打瞌睡，我就觉得很感到抱歉。
All right, the first statement in this book.
所以这本书的第一段话讲到
chapter 1 verse 2.
第一章第二节。
This is from God's heart.
这是从神的心里说出来的话。
In this statement, you will see the complaint, the frustration of God.
在这段话里头，你可以看到神他所抱怨的一些事情。
Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth, for the Lord speaks. Sons have reared and brought up, but they have revolted against me.An ox knows its owner, and donkey is its master's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
天啊，要听地啊，侧耳而听，因为耶和华说：我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识我的名，却不留意。嗨，犯罪的国民，担着。罪孽的百姓，行恶的种类，败坏的儿女，他们离弃耶和华，藐视以色列的圣者，与他生疏，往后退步。
Oh, verse 4. My brother already translated for me. Alas, sinful nation, people weighted down with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, sons who act corruptly, they have abandonedThe Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away from Him. So you will see, right in the beginning, God has some heavy word.
所以你们看到，一开始的时候，神就讲了几句重话。
He used donkey and people raise up sons as analogy.
他用驴跟养育儿女来做比喻。
Even a donkey will know his manger.
即使是驴，他都认识主人的槽。
But how in the world I raise my children and my kids don't know me?
但是为什么我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们却不认识我呢？
They are in the condition so bad that they despise.The Holy One of Israel.
他们的境况是那么的糟，他们甚至歧视神。
So that is the complaint or the heavy word God put through the mouth of Isaiah.
这就是神他的不满经过以赛亚口中所出来的怨言。
If you want to know the historical background, you need to study four chapters in the Second Chronicles.
所以你们要知道这个时代背景，我们就要看到历代志下。
For the time's sake, I will not go through it, but you can go home tonight When you cannot sleep, please open these four chapters.
如果我因为时间缘故，我今天不在这边谈。如果你们晚上睡不着的话，就请你们翻开这个历代志下这四章。
From chapter 24 all the way to chapter 29.
从历代志下24到29章。
Those four chapters record the brief history of those four kings.
这四章呢，就很简短的把这四个王的这个历史背景讲交代清楚。
Even at that time, those four kings, compared to the northern kingdom,
即使那在那时候，那四个王跟北国的王比较
，they are pretty good.
他们还是很相当好的王。
Remember last week, I talk about those 19 kings in the northern kingdom.
记得上礼拜我讲到北国的十九个王。
Any good?
有没有好的王
？None.
没有一个好王。
Every king in the northern kingdom are corrupted.
北国的每一个王都是腐败的。
Here in the southern kingdom, these four kings, at least, they are two good kings.
在南国这四个王至少有两个好王。
But, even that, God has such a heavy feeling.
但即使如此，神的心情还是那么沉重。
Because as time goes on during those, 60 years when Prophet Isaiah began his ministry, you will see the country is slipping away.
因为在以赛亚执事这六十年当中，我们可以看到这个国家呢，慢慢的就往后退。
God tried to use this prophet and also point to the northern kingdom. Look at them.
主想要用这位先知，而且叫他们看看北国。
Their fate, the northern kingdom's fate, will be your fate if you follow their example.
他说北国的命运就是你们命运，如果你们跟随他们的脚步。
So that's the whole 66 chapters trying to convey. The prophet, through the years, remind the Israel people, don't go to the point of destruction.
所以这66章就是一直在重复讲到叫他们不要步入毁灭的道路。
God is a God of righteousness.
主是一个正有正义的神。
He will not tolerate any sin.
他不会容忍任何的罪恶。
Yes, you are my chosen people.
是啊，你们是我的选民。
Yes, I love you.
是，我爱你们。
All these years, I have blessed you.
这么多年以来，我祝福你们。
But don't take God's love for granted.
但是不要把这个神的爱当成理所当然。
Don't take God's grace for granted. You think you are the children of Abraham, you will be blessed automatically. No such a thing.
不要认为你是亚伯罕的子孙，你就会自然被神所祝福。
If you don't follow my command, you will be perished.
如果不遵从我的诫命，你就会毁灭。
Look at the northern kingdom.
你看看北国。
You will know.
你就知道。
So that's the message Isaiah tried to convey.
这个就是以赛亚所要讲的预言。
If you repent, you'll be blessed.
如果你悔改，你就会得到祝福。
If you continue the wrongful path, you will be doomed.
你如果继续走那走那错路，你就会遭到灭亡。
But you know, the, I look at this prophet.
我看这位先知。
God already told him.
神已经跟他讲。
If you look at chapter 6, that vision.
如果你们如果翻到第六章看他讲到的异象。
Let's read it.
让我们来读。
In this vision, I will focus on several interesting points.
在这个意象里头，我要要看到几点比较有趣的。
On one hand, he saw the timing is the death after right after the death of the first king, the king of Uzziah.
这是在第一位王乌西亚死掉以后的事情。
He was a good king.
他是个好王。
He reigned on the throne for 52 years, very long.
他坐在王位上有52年，非常长。
But unfortunately,His blessing become his pride.
但是很可惜的，就是他的祝福变成他自己的骄傲。
So in his old age, he He made something he shouldn't do.
所以他老的时候，他做了一些他不该做的事情。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢？
He offered incense in the temple.
他到圣殿里头去烧香。
And whose privilege to burn incense in the temple?
在圣殿里头烧香是谁的职责呢？
Priest.
是祭司。
Any king can do that?
王可以做这个事情吗？
Cannot.
不可以的。
So.Because he thought God so loves me, so love me.
因为他想神那么样爱我
And I can do anything.
哦，我就可以任所欲为
So he one day, I don't know why, what made him do that. He just entered into the temple and tried to burn incense.
有一天我不知道为什么他就跑到圣殿里头他自己上香
And the priest says no, no.
那边祭司要阻止他
He didn't listen.
但是他没有听
He did it anyway.
他还是照样去做
What was the result?
那结果怎么样呢
Leprosy.
他长了大麻风。
So from that day on, he was under the curse of God.
从那天开始，他就在神的咒诅底下。
And later on, he died.
然后他过了不久，他就死了。
So once he died, this struck the whole nation.
他死后，这对这个国是一个很大的打击。
Brought sadness to the whole nation.
他让整个国家都忧伤。
So Isaiah was.In very deep sorrow.
所以以赛亚也感到非常的伤心。
And then he saw this vision.
然后他看到这个异象。
What did he see?
他看到什么呢？
God, the glorious God, sat on the throne.
他看到荣耀的主坐在宝座上面。
So God tried to convey to him, yes, the earthly king died.
神要跟他讲的是，是的，地上的王死了。
But you should see a heavenly throne.
但是你应该看到天上的宝座
Because the true authority is right there
因为真正的权柄在上面
You know that's the same comfort to the New Testament prophet
这对新约的这些先知是同样的这种安慰
Who saw the throne
谁看到这个宝座呢
In New Testament
在新约谁看到这个宝座
John
约翰
When he was on the island of Patmos
他在拔摩斯小岛时候看到这个异象
He saw the throne.
他看到天上的宝座
See, This is Regardless of New Testament Old Testament The theme is the same God is in control
不管旧约或新约这同样讲到一件事情就是神是他是掌管一切
On earth you will see chaos
在地上我们会看到混乱
But in heaven there is no chaos
在天上没有混乱
God is in control
神是掌管一切
Okay, in that vision He said Woe is me
所以在那个意象里头他讲到祸灾
Verse 5
第五节
For I am ruined
他说因为我灭亡
Because I am a man of unclean lips And live among people of unclean lips
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人又住在嘴唇不洁的民中
So I am doomed I am ruined
所以我灭亡
I cannot live anymore.
我没办法继续活下去。
But God's mercy upon him.
但是神在他身上有恩典。
God cleansed him.
主洁净了他。
Okay, if you read down the road.
你们继续读就可以看到。
And he heard a question.
但他听到一个问题。
Who can I send?
好，我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?
谁肯为我们去呢
Verse
8第八节
And the prophet answered
先知他答说
Here I am, send me
他说我在这里请差遣我
So this is tremendous commission
这是一个非常伟大的职事
God has sent him to do the job
主差派他去做这个工作
If you were himWhat will you feel?
如果你是他，你会感觉如何呢
？Good or bad?
好或是不好
？Feel great, not only good, great.
你会觉得非常的好。
Now God send me.
现在神差遣我。
He used me as his instrument to bring his message.
他用我成为传播他话语的器皿。
If the Bible just stop here, I think we will feel that Isaiah now is. All psyched up.
所以如果圣经到此结束，我们知道这个以赛亚呢，我们知道他是非常的兴奋。
Because God gave him the commission.
因为神给了他这个职事。
But don't get excited.
但是不要太兴奋。
If you keep on reading, you will see God forewarned him.
但是你们继续读，你会知道神预先给他警告。
To be God's mouthpiece is not that easy.
作为神的出口工具不是那么容易。
Let's read.
让我们读。
Verse 9,
第九节,
Go and tell this people, keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand.
他说你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得。
Render the hearts of this people insensitive, their ears dull and their eyes dim.
要使这百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
What if your students all like that and you are their teacher?
如果你的学生都是这样，你是他们老师，你怎么办？
Do you like to be a teacher?
你
with this bunch of students, their hearts are insensitive, their ears are dull, and their oh my goodness.
如果你是老师，你愿意教这样一群学生吗？他们耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
Do you think that's a fun job?
你认为这是个有趣的工作吗？
It's a terrible task.
这是一个很糟糕的一个事。
Basically, it's called mission impossible.
这个就是不可能的事情。
That's what prophet is for.
这就是先知他们的任务。
When God raised up his prophets, actually, they are receiving a job.
当神兴起先知的时候，他们得到一个工作。
It's a mission just impossible.
就是一个很难达成的工作。
Because why?
为什么呢？
The audience are not ready.
因为那些听众他们没办法听清楚。
Because the audience has a different agenda.
因为那些听众呢，他们心里有别的意念。
Their heart is somewhere else.
他们心在别的地方。
They are not ready for what God is trying to reveal.
他们没办法接受神要为他们启示的事情。
So that's a very, very difficult mission for any people to carry out.
所以对任何来说，这都是一个非常难的任务。
So, as I began this message of these prophets.
所以当我为各位交通这个先知的信息的时候，
That's from last week on, because from Joel, that's the first prophet in this segment of history.
这是从上个礼拜开始，我们讲到先知。
You will see God sent prophet after prophet.
你们看到神差派一位又一位的先知
to speak to their God's children.
来跟神的儿女说话
His own people.
来跟他自己的儿女说话
You will see that no matter who was speaking,
但你会看到不管是谁来说话
The response they receive through the history is the same.
所以他们的得到的回应呢，在这整个历史上来看都是一样的
Prophet with such a zeal to announce God's word that the audience just like dead stone.
所以这些先知这么火热的来 宣布神的信息，但是这些听众呢，他们就是在那边啊昏迷。
So that really gives me a lot of warning.
所以这就给我了一个很大的一个警戒。
It's not exciting. It's not exciting at all.
这不是一个很让人兴奋的事情。
Why I say it's warning?
为什么我说这是个警告呢？
Because history repeats itself.
因为历史是常常的重复。
Gentiles are no better than the chosen people of Israel.
外邦人并没有比以色列人好。
Today's Christians are no better than the old chosen people.
今天的基督徒并没有比以前的那些选民好。
We are all in the same boat in the sense.
在某一个程度来说，我们是同在，就像同在一条船上面。
What are the condition we are in?
我们目前的境况是什么样的?
We are in the condition of the Israel, the Judah.
我们跟这以色列跟犹大的境况很类似。
Because we did not deal with one horrible problem.
因为我们没有对付一个非常糟糕一件事情。
You know, last week I mentioned, altogether, how many kings? North and south?
上个礼拜我谈到总共北国跟南国总共有多少王?
38.
总共有38位王。
How many good kings?
有几位好王?
Only 8.
只有8个好王。
So, the other 30 kings are really bad kings.
所以其他30个王都是非常糟糕的王。
And so you will know that these are the witnesses or the examples put in the Bible.
所以你们知道这个在圣经里头就是他所举出来的例子。
Even you add another three in the ahead of them, that's Saul, David, and Solomon. So altogether 42 kings.
所以你即使再加上前面的三个王，扫罗、大卫和所罗门，总共42个王。
38 plus 3 40. Okay. Good. All these kings tells us one fact.
所以这些王跟我们讲了同样一件事情。
If we are not capable, careful,
如果我们不小心的话,
we are facing these choices. Either we become the good king or we become bad king.
我们就面对这样的抉择，我们或者是变成好王，或者变成坏王。
Tell me, all these 41 kings, any of them are intentionally to be bad in the first place?
你们可以跟我讲，这些王他们是一开始就决定要当坏王吗？
None.
没有一个他们开始就要做坏王。
When they get the privilege to be the king, they all intend to be good.
当他们受膏变王的时候，他们都是想要当一个好王。
Don't you believe that? Just like you and me, when we become a Christian, we all want to be good Christians.
就像你我，我们成为基督徒的时候，我们都想要成为一个好的基督徒。
I don't believe any people when we were baptized, we said, "Oh, praise the Lord, I'm going to be bad Christians."
我相信没有人在受洗那时候，有人会说感谢主，我将来要当一个坏基督徒。
All said, "My old bad past buried in the water with Christ."
每个人都讲说，我过去不好的那个过去都跟主一同埋葬。
From today on, I have received a new life. I'm going to be good.
从今天开始，我得到一个新的生命，我要做一个好的基督徒。
That's everyone's intention.
这是每一个人他们都想要这么做。
But end result doesn't prove the fact.
但是结果往往不是这样。
Jesus said very well, "Your heart is willing."
耶稣他讲得很好，心里愿意。
What's the rest of the statement?
但其他下一句讲了什么？
Your flesh is weak.
但是你的肉体是软弱。
So where is the problem?
所以问题在哪里呢？
For all the quick kings, their problem is the flesh.
所以所有的这些王，他们的问题就是肉体。
For Christians, our problem is identical.
所以对基督徒来说，我们的问题是同样的。
We have the common enemy. The common enemy. His name is our flesh.
我们有个共同的敌人，他的名字就是我们的肉体。
So God said very, very clearly, if you mind the flesh,
神他讲的话，如果你体贴肉体，
the end result,
结果呢？
Death.
就是死亡。
If you mind of the spirit, the end result, life.
如果你体贴圣灵, 那你得的结果就是生命。
Tell me, which book, which chapter?
你们跟我讲是哪一本书，哪一章讲的这句话？
Romans chapter 8.
这罗马书第8节讲的。 第8章。
So that is the conclusion.
这就是这个结论。
But somehow we never learn.
但是我们不知道怎么搞，我们就是没有办法学到。
Many Christians says, I have some bad points, but it's okay, under the blood, I'm washed.
很多基督徒都说是啊，我有些缺点，可是在宝血底下我被洗净了。
But we continue to live in the lifestyle of mind the flesh.
但是我们继续过着这个体贴肉体的生活。
So we think blood will wash me forever and I will be okay, even I still live in the flesh.
我们认为这个宝血能够一直洗净我，即使我还是在肉体的生活底下。
I have no doubt about the power of the blood.
我对这个宝血的功效我一点怀疑都没有。
But I am also no doubt about our flesh. Our flesh can never be justified by blood.
但是我知道我们的肉体永远也没办法被这个宝血所称义。
Blood covers sins.
因为宝血能够遮掩我们的罪。
But flesh.Not dealt by blood. Flesh is dealt by the cross.
但是这个肉体不是被宝血所对付，是被十字架所对付。
Listen again.
那请大家听。
Today's Christian has a wrong concept.
今天基督徒有一个错误的概念。
We thought blood can take care of our flesh.
我们认为宝血能够遮盖我们的肉体。
No.
不行。
Sins can be forgiven, can be covered by the precious blood. That's no doubt about it.
这个罪恶可以为宝血所遮蔽、所洁净，这是没有疑问的事情。
Our flesh can only be dealt through the cross by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们的肉体只有经过十字架被圣灵。经过十字架来对付。
So I have to put this right in front of you, so we have to be very clear.
所以我必须把这个摆在大家眼前，我们必须要非常清楚这件事情。
No illusion, okay?
不要有这种混淆不清的时候。
Alright, now I'm going to talk about what God pointed out about our flesh, or their flesh. Let's use them as, I don't want to use us because I don't want you to misunderstand me. I am accusing any of you.
所以我们在那边看到神他用那些王来做例子，因为我不想要用我们来当例子，我不想弟兄姐妹们我在指责你们。
All flesh share the same characteristics.
因为所有是肉体，他们的特征都是一样的。
We'll see how God point one by one.
所以我们看神怎么样把他们一一的指责出来。
The first statement God used here is we just read it in verse 4, chapter 1. They have abandoned the Lord, they have despised the Holy One of Israel.
所以在这我们第四节已经念到他们离弃耶和华藐视以色列的圣者。
What does it mean, despised?
藐视是什么意思呢?
I checked this word.
我查考了这一个字。
In the Old Testament, when this word is being used, it was used in Numbers chapter 14 and 16.
所以在旧约我们看到民数记14章、16章有用到这个字。
That time is during the wilderness.
在那个时候以色列人他们在旷野里头。
Moses took all these Israels to the border of the southern border of the promised land.
所以摩西把这些以色列人带到应许之地的南边。
And sent 12 spies into the promised land.
他送了12个探子进去那个应许之地来侦探。
After 40 days, they came back and made a report.
他们40天以后回来他们做了这个报告。
10 says,Good place, but
有十个他讲这是好地方，但是
enemies are so big,
那敌人这么的伟大
，we cannot go in,
我们没办法进去。
Only two,
只有两个。
We said, wonderful place,
这是非常好的地。
Big enemy,
非常大的敌人。
But they are our food,
但是他们是我们的食物。
We should go in,
我们应该进去。
So we all know the history,
我们都知道是历史。
All the crowd follow who?
那就所有群众跟随谁呢？
Those ten.
就是跟随那十个。
Those evil reporter.
那十个他们邪恶的这个探子。
So they say, we will not go.
他们说我们不去。
So after that incident, God said, you despise me.
在那个事件以后，神说你藐视我。
So that's the word how God used when He said, "Why you despise me? Because you don't believe me."
那就是神那时候用的这个字，他说你为什么藐视我？因为你不相信我的话。
So when God says, "My children despise me," simply means they do not believe my promise.
当神说我的子民藐视我，这就是表示他们不相信神所说的话。
God has a goal for us.
神他有一个给我们一个目标。
He will give us a place called Promised Land.
他给我们一个应许之地。
In the Old Testament, represented by a solid piece of land, that's today's Palestine.
在旧约里头，这个是被一个就是一个真正一块土地来代表着应许之地。
Today they are still fighting for it, right?
他们今天还在为这个地方还在争斗。
Fight until even today.But at that time, they said, "No, we don't want it."
但在那时候，他们说不要，我们不要这块地。
So that's human nature, you see. When God said, "I will give it to you," they said, "No, I don't want it."
这就是人性啊！神说要给你，你说我不要。
Now God take that away, they said, "We want it."
那神把它拿走，你就说我们要。
We always stand on the right or wrong side of God.
我们总是在神的对，我们跟神是对立的。
So that's a mystery, huh? That's our human nature. Really a mystery. Why we are so rebellious?
这是一个很奇怪的事情，为什么我们总是那么悖逆？
So that's the first complaint God says. My children despise me.
这神所发的怨言，第一个事情就是我的子民藐视我。
Because we do not believe what he promised to give to us.
因为我们不相信他所应许要给我们的。
Number two.
第二点。
In verse 11 to 14.
在11到14节。
What are you multiply sacrifice to me? Says the Lord. I have enough of burnt offering, of rams, and the fat of fat cattle, and take no pleasure in the blood of bulls, lambs, or goats. When you come to appear before me, who requires of you this trampling of my courts?
耶和华说：“你们所献的许多祭物与我何异呢？公绵羊的燔祭和肥畜的脂油我已经够了。公羊的血、羊羔的血、公山羊的血，我都不喜悦。你们来朝见我，谁向你们讨这些，使你们践踏我的愿语呢
？”Verse 13,
第十三节
，Bring your worthless offering no longer. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon, Sabbath.The calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity and the solemn assembly. I hate your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them.
你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香品是我所憎恶的，月朔和安息日，并宣召的大会也是我所憎恶的。做罪孽又守严肃会，我也不能容忍你们的月朔和节期，我心里恨恶，我都以为麻烦，我担当便不耐烦。
Anything wrong with these burnt offering, sin offering? Anything wrong with that?
这些所献的燔祭、供物，这些有什么不妥吗
？Anything wrong with all these festivals, Passovers, and all these seven big feasts in the Bible?
这些我们过的月节，这些七个节期有什么不妥吗
？They are all revealed by God, demanded by God.
这些都是神所启示的。
But can you imagine? Here, God said, "I'm tired of it."
那你们可以想象说，这边神讲到说，我很不耐烦。
Why you bring all these in to bother me?
他说，你们为什么把这些供物带进来烦扰我呢
？You come to burn incense, I cannot take it.
你们来烧香，我没办法忍受。
Why?
为什么呢
？False religion，
就是虚伪的宗教。
Why is false？
为什么这是虚假的
？Outwardly they are doing right thing。
他们表面上做的都是对的事情。
But right thing God cannot take it。
但是这个表面对的事情神没办法容忍。
What is the issue?
这个问题的症结在哪里？
Issue are not these burnt offerings.
这症结不在这些燔祭。
Not these meetings.
也不在这些聚会。
The issue is, on one hand, you worship me, give me gifts, but on the other hand, your hands are filled with iniquities.
所以这个症结，问题的症结是一方面你们带供物给我，你们来敬拜我，另一方面你们又充满了不义。
So you will see two sides of Jewish people.
所以你们看到以色列人他们这个两面的性格。
Saturday when they come to the temple worship God, they all look holy like angels.
他们礼拜六他们来这个圣殿祷告上香的时候，他们都是非常圣洁，看来像天使一样。
But from how about from Sunday all the way to Friday?
但是从礼拜天到礼拜五呢
？They did horrible things.
他们做了非常邪恶的事情。
If you read carefully, you will see they sell wine, the wine filled with water.
所以你们看到，他们卖酒，可是里头掺水。
They use coin, the silver coin are fake.
他们用银钱，可是那些银钱也是假的。
Many things are not true.
很多事情都是虚伪。
All lies
都是谎言。
So on one hand they are doing evil things, on the other hand they are worshipping God.
他们一方面行 不义的事情，一方面又敬拜神。
In chapter 29 verse 13,
在29章13节
Lord said,
主说
Because this people draw near with their words and honor me with their lip service, but they remove their hearts far from me, and their reverence for meconsists of tradition learned.
因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐。
It's a tradition.
这是个人的传统。
It was handed down from the forefathers.
他们从祖先所传下来的传统。
So they, whatever they saw their parents doing, now they are doing the same thing.
他们看到他们父母所做的，他们就是照样去做。
Their father go toChurch, go to worship, go to temple, they will do just like that.
他们的父亲到圣殿去敬拜，他们也照样去做。
Because it's tradition.
因为这是他们传统。
But God said, no, I don't want it.
但是神说不要，我不稀罕。
I want your heart.
我要你的心。
Something missing, the missing portion is your heart.
这所缺的就是你们的心。
So that really turned God off.
所以这真的让神感到非常不悦。
He gets so mad.
他非常的生气。
So I don't want all these things.
他说我不需要这一些。
I wish someone would close the door.
我希望有人把门关上。
That I will feel much better.
这样我还会觉得好一点。
But no, the door is open.
但是那个门永远是开的。
People keep on doing the same thing over and over.
那人就一直做同样的事情。
So that gives us very, very severe warning.
这给我们一个很严重的警告。
Our God is not idol.
我们的神不是个偶像。
Idol doesn't care.
偶像他不在乎的。
You know, idol sit there just, you know, look solemn.
你知道，偶像他就是很严肃的坐在那里。
People can come in, worship, burn incense or whatever, and pouring more money after money, loaded.
神，人可以来这偶像前面来烧香敬拜，而且放很多的钱在他前面。
Idol won't say anything.
那些偶像不会说任何话。
But this God is not an idol.
但这个神呢，他不是偶像。
He doesn't care what your gift is. He cares what's inside our hearts.
他根本不管我们的祭物是什么，他只管我们的内心如何。
People don't know.
人不知道。
Right? But someone knows.
但是有人知道。
God knows.
神知道。
So don't cheat God, okay?
所以我们不要欺骗神。
You can cheat man, but you don't cheat God.
我们可以欺骗神，但我们不要欺瞒神。
When you,
我们可以欺骗人，但是我们不要欺瞒神。
Don't make it wrong. It would be terrible. When you come to the Lord,
当你来到神面前
，it's a serious matter.
这是一个很严肃的事情。
You cannot just come, sit there, look like an angel.
你可以来那边做像一位天使一般。
After you leave, you probably offer a tremendous offering.
但是你走的时候也献上很多的金钱。
Maybe some will stingily $1.
但有些人可能小气的献上一块钱，那没有关系。
How about your heart?
那你的心怎么样
？How about your life from Monday to Saturday?
你从礼拜一到礼拜五的生活怎么样呢
？Sunday is good.
礼拜天很好，我们感谢主。
How about Monday to Saturday?
那礼拜一到礼拜六如何呢？
God cares.
神他是很在乎的。
So this really offend the Lord.
这个对神是个很大的不敬。
Because we live in this kind of, what do you call this? This phenomena, two-sidedness.
因为我们是活在这种两面性格的这种现象里头
，schizophrenic，
这种有点
suicidness，
有点这种幻想症。
Then we will naturally come to the kind of worship this is called idol worship。
所以我们就很容易来到这个偶像敬拜。
So you will go to chapter 2, verse 8 and 9。
所以我们翻到以赛亚第二章第八九节
，God said。Their land has also been filled with idols. They worship me, they worship the work of their hands, that which their fingers have made.
所以他们的地满了偶像，他们跪拜自己手所造的，就是自己指头所做的。
Who worshipped those idols? The common, verse 9, common man has been humbled, and the man of importance has been abased,But do not forgive them.
卑贱人屈膝，尊贵人下跪，所以不可饶恕他们。
I check this word. The key word is idol.
所以我查考了一下，这里头重要的字就是这个偶像。
Old Testament has two words for it.
在旧约里头有用两个字来表达。
First time revealed in the Exodus chapter 20, verse 4.
第一次是在出埃及记24章里头提到这个字。
Ten Commandments.
就是那十诫里头。
Thou shalt not.Carve any image and worship.
我们不可敬拜偶像。
So that's one meaning. The idol means something human hand carved.
所以这边偶像就讲到我们人手所造的这些偶像。
But here in this book of Isaiah, we just read chapter 2.
所以在以赛亚书第二章我们刚念的。
He used different word.
他用了一个另外的字。
This word simply means nothing.
这个字就代表不是
虚无、
okay.
So this is how God view this idol business.
这就是神他怎么样看这个偶像这个事情。
It's a business of nothing.
这就是一个虚无的事情。
But why people worship nothing?
这人为什么敬拜这些虚无的事呢
？Instead of the true God,
我们不去敬拜真的神呢
Do you mean human beings are stupid?
你认为人是愚笨的吗
？In a sense, too smart and become so stupid.
所以在某一方面讲，我们太聪明的时候，我们变得非常笨。
But where is this phrase? Chapter 1, Roman chapter 1.
所以在罗马书第一章讲到
，We think we are smart.
我们认为我们自以为聪明
，But we are actually very, very stupid.
但是我们实在是非常愚拙。
But this is the game we play.
这就是我们所玩的这个游戏。
Why the Northern Kingdom fail?
为什么北国会灭亡呢
？Last week I shared one verse with you, chapter 17, Second King.
在上礼拜我跟大家分享一段经节，在列王记下第十七
，Remember that verse?
十七章。
On one hand, they worship true God.
一方面他们敬拜真神
But on the other hand They worship idol
在另一方面他们又敬拜偶像
Schizophrenic
这是一个他们有幻想症
No
不是他们双重性格
对 If Christian live a life mind of the flesh
如果我们基督徒过的是一个体贴肉体的生活
This is the worship you will be.
这就是你所敬拜的。
Because you cannot tolerate a true God Every time you come to him, you tremble.
因为你没办法忍受一个真的神，每次你来到他面前，你就会站立。
But you cannot afford to give him up either.
但是你也没办法把他放弃。
So what do you do?
所以你怎么做呢？
You give him a title.
所以你就给他一个名称。
But actually, God said, that's God of nothing.
那神说这是虚无的神。
Because that's the God, when you worship, you feel you are safe because he will not rebuke you.
这种神呢，你跟他敬拜的时候，你非常感到非常安全，因为他不会斥责你。
That's today's religion. That's old days religion. The Jewish religion is that. And the New Testament, today's so-called Christianity, is like that too.
所以这就是今天的宗教，在旧约时代跟新约时代讲到宗教也就是这样。
We numb our conscience.
我们把我们的良知给麻木了。
Religion really is opium of people. That's true.
这个宗教真是我们的精神的鸦片。
We like idol worship.
我们喜欢敬拜偶像。
Because you feel safe.
因为我们觉得安全。
You can numb yourself.
你可以麻木自己。
But God says, that's not me.
但神说那不是我。
Next one.
我们下一个。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
在第二章第七节。
Their land has also been filled with silvers and gold, and there is no end to their treasures. Their land has also been filled with horses, and there is no end to their chariots.
他们的国满了金银，财宝也无穷，他们的地满了马匹，车辆也无数。
So that means, are they rich?
是他们很富有吗？
Third rich.
他们非常的富有。
There's no end to their chariots. There's no end to their treasures.
他们的马匹，他们的财宝无穷。
God really, in a sense, on material, richly blessed them.
神在这个物质上面非常的祝福他们。
But are those material things satisfy their hearts?
但是这些物质上的东西能够满足他们的心吗？
No end.
没有办法。
No.
没有止境。
Yeah. No end. The more you have, the more you want.
你有更多，你就想要更多。
You never see a rich man says, I have enough money.
你绝对看不到一个富有的人，他说我有足够的金钱。
Next year, 10% more, then I will be happy.
明年我再有多 10% 我就更高兴。
Yeah, so keep on pursuing, that's called capitalism.
这就是我们讲的这个资本主义。
Materialism.
我们的
物质主义。In chapter 5, verse 8 to 12.
在第五章第八到第十二节。
Woe to those who add house to house and join field to field until there is no more room.
祸哉那些以房接房以地连地以致不留余地的只顾自己独居境内。
The second woe, verse 11.
第十一节讲到第二个祸哉。
Woe to those who rise early in the morning, they may pursue strong drink, who stay up late in the evening, that wine may inflame them.
祸哉那些清早起来追求浓酒流连到深夜甚至因酒发烧的人。
So you will see at that time people indulge in material riches.
所以我们知道那时候人是尽力在这个物质的享受里头。
Their whole heart from morning till evening is pursuing happiness.
他们的心从早到晚就是追逐这个快乐。
And fill either with liquor or with treasure.
他们或者是喝了许多的酒，或者是充满了这个金银财宝。
God's blessing, material blessing, become their curse.
神的物质上的祝福变成他们的咒诅。
Look the age we are in today.
你看我们今天的世代是怎么样。
We are deeply indulge ourselves.In endless treasure hunt and flesh pleasure.
我们是沉溺在追逐财宝和我们肉体的享受里头。
Next one.
下一
个。Isaiah chapter 2 verse 11.
以赛亚第二章第十一节。
And 12.
和十二节。
The eyes of the arrogant man will be humbled, and the pride of man brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in the day, in that day. The Lord Almighty has a day in store for all the proud and lofty, for all that exalted, they will be humbled.
到那日，眼目高傲的必降为卑，性情狂傲的都必屈膝，唯独耶和华被尊崇。必有万军耶和华降罚的一个日子，要临到骄傲狂妄的，一切至高的都必降为卑。
Now you see the situation of men at that time.
所以我们看到那时候人的光景如何。
They become arrogant.
他们变得非常骄傲自大。
They come out. They don't know the meaning of humble, and they only know the meaning of pride.
他们不知道什么是谦卑，他们只知道骄傲。
Why?
为什么呢
？That's right. Too rich.
就是太富足。
Chinese said.When you have a lot of money, your breath becomes broad.
中文讲你财大气粗。
We become arrogant.
我们变得非常骄傲自大。
When you are poor, you are very humble.
当你穷的时候，你非常的谦卑。
When you are loaded with money, you become arrogant.
当你非常富有的时候，你就非常骄傲。
That's the stage God said, I'm going to humble you.
他在这边神讲，我要让你谦卑。
How about women at that time?
那时候的女人如何呢
？Verse 16, chapter 3.
在第三章第十六节这边讲。
The Lord says, the women of Zion are haughty, walking along with outstretched necks, flirting with the eyes, tripping along withMincing steps with ornaments jingling on their ankles.
十六节，耶和华又说：“因为锡安的女子狂傲，行走挺像，卖弄眼目，翘步徐行，脚下叮当。”
Fashion，
这是流行，时髦。
Fashion.Their eyes are flirting.
他们的俏目，他们卖弄眼目。
Try to be cute. But actually, God says, it's the same as man, pride.
但神讲到他跟男人的问题一样，都是高傲。
Today,I think we are no better than those people at that time.
我们今天的人并没有比那时候的人好多少。
Reflect in our dress.
这从我们穿着可以看出来。
Our dress fully illustrates who we are.
我们所穿的就代表我们的为人。
We either overdress or underdress, right?
我们或者是穿着非常的过了，或者是不及。
Right. Next.
下一个
Chapter 1 verse
21 to 23第一章第二十一跟 23节
Your rulers are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and chases after rewards. They do not defend the orphanNor does the widow's plea come before them.
你的官长居心悖逆，与盗贼作伴，各都喜爱贿赂，追求赃私。他们不为孤儿伸冤，寡妇的案件也不得呈到他们的面前。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
第三章第十二节。
To 14.
到第十四节。
Youth oppress my people.Women rule over them. Oh, my people, your guides lead you astray. They turn you from the path. The Lord takes his place in court. He rises to judge the people. The Lord enter into judgment against the elder, the leaders of his people.
至于我的百姓，孩童欺压他们，妇女管辖他们。我的百姓啊，引导你的使你走错，并毁坏你所行的道路。耶和华起来辩论，站着审判众民。耶和华必审问他民中的长老和首领，说：吃尽葡萄园果子的就是你们，向贫穷人所夺的都在你们家中。
His contemporary prophet Micah, he said in this way.
跟他同一时代的先知弥迦这么说。
Micah chapter 3 verse 11 said,
在弥迦书第三章十一节讲到，
Her leaders pronounce judgment for a bribe. Her priests instruct for a price. And her prophets divine for money. Yet, they lean on the Lord saying, is not the Lord in our midst? Calamity will come upon us. Calamity will not come upon us.
弥迦书三章第十一节，首领为贿赂行审判，祭司为顾价施训诲，先知为银钱行占卜，他们却倚赖耶和华，说：耶和华不是在我们中间吗？灾祸必不临到我们。
Leadership，
这就是做当领袖的人。
Either in the political arena or in the religious arena，
是在政治里头，或者是在
宗教。
These
leadership theyare on a terrible track.
这些带领的人，他们行走的是很不好的路。
Everything for profit.
他们所做的任何事情都是为了牟利。
In the house of God,
在神的家中，
profit doesn't, God's work doesn't depend on profit.
神的工作并不是依赖这些先知。
No, not this prophet.
P-R-O-F-I-T. 神的工作并不是依赖这个利益。
But today, or in those days, the same. Everything for money.
但是今天跟那时候一样，我们做所有事情都是为了钱财。
Not for the love of God.
而不是为了爱神的心。
But here you will see, the religious system has turned the whole thing around just like the world.
你们可以看到在这边，这个宗教呢，就把这个事情呢，变成像世界一样。
We take the world's value system, become a house of God value system.
我们把世界的这个价值观呢，拿到我们的神的家里来。
We serve for profit.
我们是为了金钱来侍奉。
That's a shame.
这是个很可耻的事情。
But now we take it for granted, because everybody's doing that.
但是我们现在认为理所当然，因为每个人都是这么做。
So you will see, these are the six sins God pointed out to that generation.
所以我们可以看到，这个就是六个神指出那时候的人所犯的六样的罪恶。
That really turned God temper on.
那让神非常的生气。
He wants to judge.
他要审判。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
In His judgment, He has mercy.
在他审判当中，他有恩典。
Because our God has two distinct characters.
因为我们神他有独特的性格。
On one hand, you see.Righteousness.
在一方面，你看到公义。
But in the same time, you see love.
但同时，你们又看到爱。
Mercy.
看到怜悯。
So his righteousness demands everything to be right. He cannot tolerate anything not right.
他的公义要我们，他所看到的必须是正直的事情。
But on the other hand, his love, he wants to forgive.
在另一方面，他的爱，他想要原谅。
He will open a way for us so that we will not be under the curse. Instead, we will be under His blessing.
他为我们打开这条路，让我们不是在他的咒诅底下，而是让我们在他的爱底下。
So you will see, on one hand, this prophet has to announce the anger of the Lord.
所以我们看到这个先知，他一方面他 传达了神的愤怒。
But on the other hand, next Sunday or the Sunday after, Lord willing, I will continue to see his another side of the ministry of the vision.
所以神许可的话，在过后几个礼拜，我还要跟各位分享他另外他是异象的另外一方面。
So I'm sorry, I end the message here on a very rough atmosphere.
很抱歉，我必须在这个一个很这个不是很不是很这个和谐的这个
right because the
状况下结束这个信息
up to this point very harsh.
因为这个信息到目前为止都是非常的尖锐的。
Because God has to release His frustration.
因为神必须要释放他的愤怒。
The controversy with God's people.
这个神跟他子民之中间的争执。
But that's not the end.
但是
there is another side.
但这不是结束，还有另外一方面。
Next month we'll talk about it.
对，下个月我们会谈到这个。
Okay, so we will you go home and study more.
我们大家回去可以再继续的读这些。
And then you appreciate more.
然后你就会更能够明白神的话。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, what can we say before you?
主啊，我们在你面前，我们能够说什么呢
？Have mercy.
求你给我们赦免。
If you search our sins, who can stand before you?
如果你计较我们的罪，谁能够站在你面前呢
？No one.
没有任何人。
We can only be trembling before you.
我们在你面前只能颤抖。
But Lord, you have mercy.
但主啊，你有怜悯。
You are willing to forgive.
你愿意原谅我们。
If we are willing.To repent.
如果我们愿意悔改
Lord, give us the spirit of repentance.
主啊，给我们一个忏悔的灵。
Not only the day we receive the Lord, we repent.
不但是当我们接受主的那一天，我们忏悔。
All the way down, when we are on earth, we need to repent before you every day.
我们在这地上的每一天，我们都要在你面前向你忏悔。
Because we are in the flesh.
因为我们是在肉体里头。
And you hate our flesh.
你怨恨，你仇恨我们的肉体。
Lord, help us to deal with our flesh so that we can overcome through the cross.
主啊，求你借着十字架大能克服我们的肉体。
By the Holy Spirit.
经由圣灵的帮助
so that we can live a life of good kings.
我们可以过着好王的生活
then we can please you the rest of our days.
我们所剩下的一生我们可以得到您的喜悦
This is our prayer in Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.